We are on Daf, Pei Zayin Amid Beis. We had heard a memra of Rav. That Rav said, Leizachsa Teira La'ov Elo Shvach Ni'urim Bilvat. The Gemara Tklar Shaila of Achivol Bebas Ktano Shal Chaveroi. If he gets the chavola, was nifchas kaspo, afchasami kaspo, if he gets the chavola, we had different mahalchem, if you learn out from pagam, or do you say it was nifchas kaspo, so therefore he loses by kedushin, he loses by mecher. The shaila was, do you pay the father this pchas, this nezek? And Rav said, you only pay by pagam. The person is ma'anis, aktano, so then pagam goes to the father. But by chavola, the father is not zayich in the chavola. So the Gemara asks Akasha Eisvei, we learned in the Mishnah, achayvul be'ved ivri chayiv bekulam. The person is chayvul be'ved ivri, so he's chayiv in chomish dvorim. Chutz min hasheves bizman shehu shaloi. But if a person is choyvel be'eved ivrei shaloi, then he's potter from sheves. So what is pshat in the Gemara's kasha? So we see that an odin is potter to pay sheves to his eved ivrei. And the reasoning for this is, since Maisa Yedei Avdai belongs to him, so the Sheves, which is in place of the Maisa Yedayim, also belongs to the other. And the Gemara understood, so that means two things. Number one, it means, if the Odin was Chayvul Be'eved Ivrei Shaloi, so there's no Chiv on him to pay Sheves to the Eved, because since Maisa Yizkoni Loi LaMaisa Yodov, so there's no reason to pay sheves to the eved because the sheves is b'mkoy ma'isa yodayim. And the Gemara also understood that in the case when acherim are chayvul be'eved ivri, so the sheves will go to the yodayim because the same logic and reasoning, since ma'isa yodov belongs to the yodayim, so Mamela the Sheves is Bimkoy Mais Yodim, will also go to the Yodim. So Bekitza, we see from this, that you pay Sheves to the Baal HaMaisa Yodai. So the Gemara is Akasha and Rav, Rav said, Erechayvul Bebas Ktano, Shal Chaveiroi, the father isn't Zoyche in the Demei Chavola, and the Gemara understood that the father isn't Zoyche Afilu in Sheves also. Why shouldn't the father be Zoyche in Sheves, since it's Maisa Yedel, belongs to the father? You learn that Kiyim Kereishas Bite Loma Ma'oma Maisa Yedel Rabo of Bas Maisa Yedel Obio. So if the Maisa Yodayim belong to the Av, so Memele, the May Sheves should also go to the Av. And this is Akash and Rav, that Rav says that the father isn't Zoyche, B'dmei chavolosa, only b'shvach ne'urim. Omar Rabbaye, moi derav b'sheves, d'maisa yodeh, achas bagres tabu have. So Rabbaye said, 100% right. Sheves zicha belongs to the Yav, because the maisa yodayim, she's knuya lo avio, the maisa yodeh, so the Sheves belongs to the one who possesses the maisa yodayim. And that, what Rav had said, that chavoloso la'atmo, not to the Yav, that's talking about Nezek, not by Sheves. Let us see Rashi. The chayvel is potom min ha'sheves bizman she'eved shaloi. V'loi be'eved ha'acha, but if a person is chayvel on eved ha'acha, then oisin shiftei l'raboi, then you give the Sheves to the Baal Maisa Yodayim. Ktoni Mies, David Ivri Sheloi Potter. Here it says, Avedivri Shaloi is pota hoilo maise yodov shaloi. Vachinami kiven de bitoi maise yodeo shaloi lishko sheves tidos of someone is chayvul. The bitoi he should get the sheves. Because the rab dama leisich se teir alov elo shvachnum bavad. The badi afilo chavo leisich se loi. I would just like to mention the Ha'ore. We had mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, the Merav Ranschenberg has a kasha from our Mishnah, Chayvul Bevedivri Shaloi, is Potem in Hashemes. So the Merav Ranschenberg and the Pevov asked the kasha, we had a Shitas HaGoinim. But Rava holds a chayvul bevedivri shal chaveira, you pay sheves to the eved. And here it says that a chayvul bevedivri shaloi, so the odain is potter. So my story is the sheves goes to the odain. And the shitas agoinim is a chayvul bevedivri shal chaveira, the sheves goes to the eved. So the Merav Ranschenberg wants to say that there's a difference between his Eved, and by his Eved, this not Chalachi of Sheves, since Maise Yodov belongs to the Rav, so there's not Bechal not Chalachi of Sheves. But when someone else is Chayvul, then it could very well be that the Chi of Sheves goes to the Eved, not to the Yodov. We see from our Gemara Klor Nitazoi, the Gemara is asking Akasha from that what we see that the Odin is potter to pay Sheves to the Eved, from that we see that if someone is Chayvul Bebas Ktano, he's Mechuyev to pay Sheves to the father. So this is a Gvaldika Ha'ore, so the Dvar Yaakov brings down this Ha'ore, Pnei Yeshua is Moira this. So the first kasha was, we compared Abbas Ktane to Nevedivri. And the kasha was, just like Ve Nevedivri, Achoybol Bevedivri Shal Chaveri give the Sheves to the Odoin, so Achoybol Bebas Ktane should also give the Sheves to the Ov, and Musa Zayn Achanami. Rav is Moide that Sheves goes to the Ov. Eisvei. Here the Gemara asks Akasha that speaking about Abbas alone, Achayvul Bibnoi Godel. The father's Achayvul Bibnoi Godel, Yitain Loi Miyad, you should pay him. By Bono, the father has no schusim whatsoever, B'maisa Yodeya. So Memele, so Achayvul Bibnoi Godel, Yitain Loi Miyad. Bibnoi, because he gives him the money, and the son, he's a godel, he'll take care of the money, he'll do whatever he wants with the money. Bibnoi Kotten, what if a person is chayvul Bibnoi Kotten, and there's a chiyev tashlumei sheves? Yeyasa loy segula. So then, you can't give the kotten the money, and the shells what to do with the money, so Yeyosalai Skula, we purchase either a dekel that's nice and peiris. So Al Kaponim, this is Adavar Shal Kayama, which will remain by the cotton, or you purchase a Sefer Torah, and you can learn in it. There's a Keren and peiris. Achoyvel Bebitai Ktano Pota, he's Pota. Beloy Oy. Elachirim shechavlu bo chayom liten lovi. Here we have klo. The first kasha was a comparison. We compared basktano to an evedivri. Just like an evedivri, you pay the other in sheves, a basktano you also should pay the other in sheves. Here we have an offener braise that says that you pay the of sheves. And here Rav said that the father is only zoiche in shvach neurim, not in the meichavola. So the Gemara says, ochinami b'sheves. No, that's the chiluk that we had said before. Sheves is different. Sheves, even Rav is moide, since maise yodeo belongs to the av, so the sheves also belongs to the av. זאת ראש מיידה רבי שבע סבין הלילה, בבנוי לזוכי לרחמון המידי, דוס נבן יסחוסם, אבל בביטה קטן, זוכי לידה, מי שידה בלונגס to the father. על כפונם, now we hear a ברייסה, that a חויבל בבנוי גודל, he has to pay him מיד. So now we're going to have a problem from another ברייסה. ובבנוי גודל ייתן לי מיד, רמינו. We learned a different ברייסה. החויבל בבונוב ובבנויסוב של אחרים, גדולים ייתן לי מיד, קטנים יעסלם סגולו. בבונוב ובבנוי סוף שלוי פוטר. So now we have a problem. We have a theory of two ברייסס. The first ברייסס says, אחייבו בבנוי גודל ייתן לי מיד. And here it says that בונוב ובבנוי סוף is פוטר. So how do this is stirim bonov? Let's talk about the stirim bonov. Omri loy kash. So the Gemara says it's no kash. Kan shesmuchin al shulchana. Kan kshein smuchin al shulchana. So let us understand the teret. So the Gemara is saying as follows. Rabbi Emerson meikar adin. Sheves belongs to the Bonim Gedolim. That's for sure. The father is no schus at all, b'maisa yedeyim. So Sheves belongs to them. So the first baraisa is al pi aloche, it's very eiskalten. Achoyvel b'bnei godel, yiten lei miyad. The second baraisa that says he's potter is speaking about that he's supporting the son. He's giving him a zaynus. Samuch al shulchana. So here, if we go meyikar adin, mein shmita leitzel asina, the maisa yodov does not belong to the father, and then, so the sheva should belong to the son. He should pay him. But Chazal saw that here you can't go meyikar adin, because if he's going to have to pay his son for bitl melachtoi, so then he's going to... He'll stop giving mezainis. So Mamela, Saloinza chaps not to go here. Lefishuras hadin, let's patter the father. And the father will be very happy with this. He doesn't have to pay Sheves and he'll continue supporting his son. But if he's going to have to pay the son for the Sheves, so Mamela, he'll stop giving mezainis. So it's worthwhile for all parties concerned that he should not pay for the Sheves. So the second beraisa that says that a chayvul bebonov is potter to give them, this is not meikar adin, this is a takona, speaking smuchim al shulchonai, we made a takona, he should be potter to give mezainis. They should be potter to give shabbos. Fregt the Gemara. V'may ukimta lekamaisa, v'shein smuchim al shulchon. So let's go back. We had a stira to beraisas. The first baraisa said, "Achayvul b'bnei godol, yishalom le'miyat, yitan le'miyat." Second baraisa says, "Achayvul b'bono, he's potter to give them." So he said, "Well, the first baraisa is speaking me'ikar adin that he's chay. The second baraisa, since it's somoch al shulchanay, we parted him to pay l'toyves habet. It'll continue being mamshech to give him his oynos. But al koponim, you said the first baraisa is speaking about." And he's not Samuch al Shulchanim. That's why Yitan Le Miyad. So let's learn the first Baraisa. Yehochi Eima Seifa. Let us see the Seifa of the first Baraisa. Achoyvel Bebitei Ktane Pota. Fine. We'll say, Maisa Yodeo belongs to him, so he doesn't have to pay your Shabbos. V'loi Oida La Acherim Shechavlu Bo. We explain this, that Maisiya there belongs to him, so he gets the Sheves. But you just said it's speaking about he's not Malalam Mizainis. So what kind of Yosha is this? That he doesn't give them Mizainis, And Maisa Yodei belongs to him. Mm-hmm. So how is the Bas supposed to exist? It's Amod Maisa over here. He has everything. He takes a Maisa Yodayim, and Mikaradin, and he's not Malo Mazoinis. How could there be such a psak that Ha Maisa Yodayim belongs to him, and he's not giving Ka Mazoinis? That's how she's supposed to live. That's the Gemara's kasha. L'didoi boi l'meisav lo. You should give her the sheves. If the father isn't supporting her, so she has to be self-supporting, so her maisi yadayim has to belong to her. So the sheves should belong to her. L'didoi boi meisav lo. The boi mezaini. So Mamela, so how could you say that the reish is speaking about? That they're not somuch al shulchan aviyem. If it's not somuch al shulchan aviyem, so then by bita ktano also, the sheva should go to her, and the father should pay her. Vafil l'man diyom ha-yochel ha-rab lo'im alev edaseimi v'ein izonchon. And there is a man diyom that says, by an ever knani, I can tell an ever knani, you mechuyiv to work for me. But I won't give you eat to eat. That's not my obligation. You're a gufay konoi. I don't have obligations to give you to eat. Or make a deal. You work for me 15 hours a day. And then, you have to eat also. At night, I'll give you some good addresses to go to. And Bali Tzedokah. You'll eat at night and you'll work by day. And there's such a concept by an ever knani. So the Gemara says, "Vafilu madiyom yocharav leim leved asimi beinizon chahani mila beveknani." The Omale and Eveknani, there is such a concept. Gufakoni, he tells them, "All the divided kule yoyme, you should work all day. Lool tezil schoyel vachel. At night you go and eat, and there's no obligation on the odin to give him food. He can make such a opmach with Eved. Avol Eved ivri." But an Eved Ivri, d'chsiv ki toy v'loy imoch, that he has to be toy v'loy together with you. Imoch b'machol, imoch b'mishte, loy, you can't do such a thing. You can't tell him, Ephesazoi, you work by day and you'll take care of your food by night. And koshkein b'toy, b'toy is l'cha even more than an Eved Ivri. So here, Akasha, you just made an akimta. That the first Barais is speaking about Einos Muchal Shulchonoi. If that's the case, it's Einos Muchal Shulchonoi. So how can it be that the Sheves goes to the father and he's put up to pay a Sheves? It can't be that the Maise, her Maise Yadayim should be his if he's not giving Kamazainus. So the Gemara says, "Kedom Arava Bereid Rabu LeNitzcha Elo LaDof Ochinami LeNitzcha Elo LaDof." Now we're talking about the Sheves. You're 100% right. Since he's not giving her food, so Mameila her Maisa Yodayim, even though he is a Kenyan of Maisa Yodayim, but she is a Din Kedima. Since she's not giving me food, so I can work for my own food. That's right. But it was speaking about as follows. It was speaking about, let's say, she makes $100 a week, and her food bill is $60 a week. So that's bullshit. $60, Zicha belongs to her. That's her food bill. But the other $40, this other $40, she makes $100 a week. These $40 belong to the father. That's my shiodel. The Lavia. So Mamela, the Sheves of these $40 goes to the father. Achelim Shechav Labo, Yitnu Lavia, or the father was Chayvul. She doesn't give her the $40. We're not speaking about the whole $100. Fashteitzach. The money that she needs for food, Fashteitzach Zicha belongs to her. The Sheves of that will go to her also. We're speaking about that offer. Fine. So now, we were Masada, the Baraisis. The first Baraisis says, Achivul, Bibnei Godel, you have to pay the Bibnei Godel, you have to lay me out. Also wegen bei eins Buchen alle Schulchonne, sie gehen mit ihrer Adin. In der meisten Jodah belongs to the Ben, sie have to pay Shemes to the Ben. The second Bereise says, Achoyvel, bevnoi Godel, bebonov, he is potter to give them. That's not me, Iker Adin. That is, since it's Tzomach al Shulchonoi, we made a Takone better, let him not give, in order that the son will remain with the Mizaynus. Fine. B'may ekim to lebasreise, the second Bereise is speaking about Besmuchim al Shulchonoi. Is G'daylem, so, now we just said that even though Mi'ikar Adin, Maise Yedeyim belong to themselves, and Mi'ikar Adin, the Sheva should belong to them, but since it's Muchem al Shulchanai, Chazal said, let's not go Mi'ikar Adin, we'll go Mi'ikar Adin, so then the father will stop supporting them. So we go, not Mi'ikar Adin, and we say that the father is potter to pay Sheves, because if left to pay Sheves, or pay now the Sheves, he'll stop supporting them. Fine, so he just told me a Yesod, when it's Muchem al Shulchonoi, we don't go Mi'ikar Adin, and we say that the Sheves belongs to the father, in order to ensure that the father will continue supporting them. But it says like this. It says, what if Achayim chavru bahem? G'doylem yiten lem yad, so the Achayim give the Sheves to the G'doylem. K'tanem yaselem segula. We just enlightened me that if it's somach al shulchana, you don't call me Yikaradin. You give the father the Sheves in order to ensure that the father will continue supporting them. So here in the Bereise, it says he's potter if he's chayvul. If that's what you explained, because it's a machal shulchan. But it says if someone else was chayvul, you give to them and not to the father. Where's your takona of samachal shulchan? Amay lavim boy lemeis. Omri kiko kopit b'midi dekochosa. Someone says, now you have to understand, we're going with logic over here. The father, if you're going to tell the father he has to take out money and pay Sheves, you can tell the father he has to pay Sheves to the Ben Godel, he has to take out money to pay Sheves, and the son takes it with eager hands. So then the father says, this is the last money I'm giving you. I have to give you money, that's it. I won't support you anymore. But if so Chazal said, let's be practical, let's pater the father to pay, and be worthwhile for the son, the father will continue supporting him. When it's talking about when someone else was chayvul b'bon of agdoilim, so there, if we'll go me'ikar adin, so pshat is, the father isn't losing money, they're getting a revach, which they deserve me'ikar adin, and the father won't take it. So the mother says, if he's not losing money, then he understands the din. Then we can explain the father. Now listen, the money belongs to them, the sheves belongs to them, and the father will understand. Well, he's not losing any money, so the mailer, so he'll understand that they should get the sheves. That's the Gemara's test. Amri kiko kopit b'midi dekochosa. The father is makpit when he has to take out from his pocket money. So if you'll take the sheves from him, you can be assured you'll be stopped. He'll stop to give the mezainis that he's supporting them. Aba b'midi da'ase me'alma loy kopit. He's not makpit. So if he's not makpit, so then we go me'ikar adin, and the sheves belongs to them. So now we just were magdir that the hakpada of the father is only by midi dechosa. If he'll have to lay out money, live hakpada. If someone else is giving money, then he can understand. So go me ikar adin, because he's not magdir. Fregt die Gemorre, wo Metzie, de Ma'al Mekossi, lo, wir haben Mischne, wo Metzie, a Gott, wo sie a Rashi lehnt, Pshat, this is, a Bjechen in seinem Emre, a Gott, that Zomach al Shulchan Oviv, that found a Metzie, it says, so a Bjechen in says, Gott, Zomach al Shulchan Oviv, Kori Kotten, and the Metzie is Loviv. It says, Metzie is Kotten Loviv, and the Rabbi Yechon says, what do you mean a cotton? A cotton means a godl or some achal shulchan of kori leiko. It says in the Mishnah, a godl picked up a metziah. He's getting support by his father. So let's make a cheshbon. Meiker adin, the metziah belongs to him. He's a godl, he's a baldas, he was kind of the metziah. The Mishnah says, but he's supporting you. Mach, don't call meiker adin over here. You give it to the father, no, the tenshua continues to support you. So you see, Klo, this father, you just told me that Osi Mi'alma, the father's in Mach, but keep it, go Mi'ikiradin. The Mishnah says, Klo Nitazoi. The Mishnah says, by Metziah, that goes to the father, but Metziah the Ma'alma Kosilu, V'kokopit, in the father's Machpet. If you won't give it to the father, he'll stop supporting them. So the Gemara says, you have to understand. Omri, Ravcha de Kosilu Ma'alma V'leslu Tzara de Gefayu Begav. There's a difference between Metziah and Sheves. Metziah, there the father is Akpoter. You worked on it. There was no Tircha, nothing. You found a Metziah, and Lemaise, and I'm supporting you Keseder, and now I very much appreciate that you should give me the Metziah. It's a Metziah, give it to me. There, if you don't give the metziah to the father, so the father of Akpoda. So there Chazal said, even though it's me'al ma'asi, it goes to the father. There's kofit. Avol chavola di'is lo tzare de gufayu. Here the father understands. Never. The bedridden, the mushbas mimaloche, the tzare de gufayu. He's not losing any money. And Nebuch, they had tzar. Like up it. So now it's gewaldic. So we have as follows. A father that was choyvel bebonov, denat somoch al shulchanoi. So there's no takon over here. So we go be kadit, he has to pay the bonov. The Maisi, they belongs to them. A father who's choyvel bebonov hasmuchem al shulchanoi, so they meikah then also should belong to them. But since it's somach al shulchanoi, we say if you'll have to pay money, it'll stop supporting them. So he's potter to pay. But if someone else was choyvel them, by him it's by the father it's not choso. The revach dosem yalma, and they had a tzara de guf also. Then the father understands. But keep it, belongs to you, Meiker Adin, and your tzar, keep it, a metziah. There was no tzar, you got a metziah, there the father will have a kapode. If you're somach al shulchan, you don't give it the metziah. So there, Chazal said, that you give the metziah to the father. Fine. Ba'al koponim, the second case we said, that the sheves of somach al shulchanai belongs to the children, because it's a revach da osi me'alme. It's a revach da osi me'alme, and the islo tzara. So then we say it belongs to the children. Awesome. Now let's go back to the first baraisa. The first baraisa said if someone was choyvel bebas ktano. It says, you give the Sheves to the father. You give the Sheves to the father. Why do you give the Sheves to the father? You say the father understands. The father understands that it's Tzara the Gufa. So he understands that even it's Somuch al Shulchanai, he understands. Here it's not Somuch al Shulchanai. So Lachesh Zichad understand that she should take it, Tzara the Gufa. Why giving it to the father? Unless Omri, so the Gemara says, you don't understand. The first case, Osam de Gavri Kaptono. What kind of a father are we speaking about in the first paraisa? We're speaking about a father that doesn't give mezainis to his children. He's unbelievable. That means whatever, any penny that he can scringe and not give to anybody, he does. So the Sheves belongs to Meikar Adin, because it's a Basktana Maisa Yodea, so the Mzaini shall get, but Adokah, he wants to get there, he's Icha Gavre Kabdon, he doesn't give Mzainis to his daughter. So there you go, Meikar Adin. But here we're talking about a mensch, he's supporting his children. So he's a mensch. So Mamelov, he's a mensch, so even though he's supporting, but he can understand, since the Sheves is being given to them, they had a tzar, so let them keep it. He's supporting them. So he's only makped b'midi de kachos alei. If he has to pay them the Sheves, then he's makped. B'midi de osilu ma'alme loy kopet. But something that they get ma'alme and the tzara de gufa, he's not makped. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Afilu man da'oma yochal alav pukte b'meseches gitten b'perg sheni. So that's Tafke by Abeknani. Schoer, Sabeiv, Ve'echel, Chazer al Apsochim. Lishnachine, Schoer, Sabeiv, Lepischei, O'ir. So, what are these two Lishaynes of Rashi? So, the Rishash wants to say, the first Loshin learned Secher is a loshon of a sebe. Sabei ve'echil. By day you'll work, and by night you can eat like a ben chayrin. Who's gonna give you to eat? Chazer ala psochim. That means, but that's not pshat in secher. Secher means you can eat like a ben chayrin at night. And Rashi says, how will he do this? It'll be chazer ala psochim. Lishnachine. Schoer is saveiv lepischei ho'ir. That, this schoer is a loshen, Fakir is not telling him how he's going to eat. He's just telling him, if you want money, go around at night for handouts. That's how, so there's two lishoynes in Rashi, how Rashi understood what the word schoer means. If schoer is a loshen hasebe, or schoer is a loshen of lesaveiv esapsoch. The Dvayake wants to say maybe that Rashi learned that both Saviv means, both Pshotim means that you should be Misaviv ala Psochem. But that what Rashi says, Socher Saviv lepischei ha'ir, he wants to say that Rashi means, you know what, you work for me by day, I don't pay you. By night, I have an answer for you. Saviv al pisra yehir, and you'll go and you'll get a job, and they'll pay you, and then you'll have food. That's the gewaldic generosity of the other in Triyaviknani. So the Gemara says, Val Kaponim, the Sheves, when she's not Samuch al Shulchon, Ezicha belongs to the daughter. So the Gemara asked, if you tell me that but Samuch al Shulchanai, and that's why he's makbid, that the Sheva should belong to him, so why, if someone else was chayvul, do they give the bonim the Shevas, lavu boi lemeis vileim? The Maishna ki chavul bo iu de mifta mishavis mishim de smuchim al shulchanai ki chavul bo achinen amilei svulei. So the Gemara says no. When he's giving them, when the samuch al shulchanai be midi de chosa be mamoinem, kigoy heiche de chobol boy iyu. The name Malay Anan Zil Shlim. We should tell them go pay. No, no, no. If you tell them go pay, then they'll say, I'll stop supporting you. Because if he has to take out money. But if he doesn't, it's not Chosalei Mamayne. So then, he's not Makbid, let them keep the Shabbos. Like the Gemara, where I metziya, this nam, b'shnai moichsna, metziya, s'mnoye bita yaktanem, re'elu shaloi. Vokim na hosam godol besomach al shulchanei zeukot. This is a memre of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said in Bob Metzia that what the Mishnah says, the Metzia's cotton is la'aviv, cotton means a godol asomach al shulchanei. So you see that a godol asamuch al shulchana, you give it to the father, and you don't say, since it's osi me alme, so the father isn't makbid. There you see, is makbid. So the Gemara says, it matters. Osi me alme vis lutzara, the father's not makbid. Osi me alme vis lutzara, the father is makbid. That's the difference between metziye and shevet. Now, let us see Tosfos. Kan bismuchim al shulchana. Mary. Laman de yomar beperikame davob metziye. This is a Mishnah. This is a machloikes Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel pshat in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah as follows. Metziyas benoi Ubitoi aktanim is love. Metzias bnoi ubitoi hagdoilim belongs to them. So Rabbi Yochanan says as follows. In Rashi Agavucha said that our sugi is going according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says you have to learn the Mishnah with a grain of salt. Loi godel godel mamish. Godel does not mean he's a godel. The like cotton, cotton mamish, in cotton does not mean that he's a cotton. El godel v'samuch al shulchan aviv zeu cotton. The cotton she'eno y'samuch al shulchan aviv zeu godel. So Rabbi Yochanan said, in the Mishnah, the Mishnah calls a godel someone who is self-supporting. He's not dependent on his father. In a cotton is called someone who is dependent on the father. So let's learn the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Metzias cotton la'aviv means a godel who's dependent on the father supporting him, he gives it to the father. That's Metzias cotton la'aviv. We call him a cotton. Metzias godel la'atzmoy is speaking about a fellow a cotton. If he's not dependent on the father, he found the metziah, he keeps it for himself. Bekitzer, we have here, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so let us learn the halachas of metziah. Hilchas metziah are that a godel who is dependent on the support of the father, the metziah goes to the father. So the ketosves, so it comes out, ein chiluk bein chavole shehaov choyvel boy lemetziah. So then it comes out that these two dinim have the same halach. If the father is choyvel in a godel asamach al shulchanai, the father doesn't have to pay. Why? Because he's asamach al shulchanai. And it's chosel, the father is chosel. So whenever it's chosel, we said, give it to the, let the father be potter, he should continue supporting the son. The same way we said, by metziya osi mi alme, in les beitzare, give it to the father. So we said, when the father is chosel, you don't give it to the son. When the son doesn't have tzar, you give it to the father. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Chesorin da'ov, v'leket tzahar leben, have a similar halacha, that by samuch al shulchonai, the father wins. The father doesn't have to pay the shevis of the son as samuch al shulchonai, and the son doesn't have to give the metziah, has to give the metziah to the father if he's samuch al shulchonai. Ein chiluk bein chavola, shav chayvul boy lemetziah. Aval chavola sha'acherim chayvlim bohem, but the chavola that others are chayvul by a samuch al shulchonai havaditu, this belongs to them. Ba'afilu b'smuchim, afilu b'smuchim, kido meforish lekamot, tekiven de'islu tzara de'gufayu, they had a tzar, that the Shevis came to their tzar, v'loichosar, and he's not losing, like opitz, he's not makpit. So memele, so we have here, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we have here guidelines. If the ov is chosar, if the bonim did not have tzar, in these two cases, if samuch al shulchanai, so belongs to the ov. The ov is potter to pay shevis, and the shevis shalachim goes to the ov. But if the ov is not chosar, and the bonim had tzar, acherim shchav l'bem, then it belongs to them. These are the guidelines according to Rabbi Yochanan. Aval is Shmuel. There's a Shmuel in Bava Metziah. Shmuel did not want to learn Pshat in the Mishnah like that. That the Mishnah is a Godel means a self-supporting person. A Kotten means he's not self-supporting. Shmuel did not want to learn like that. Shmuel learned a Godel is a Godel. A Kotten is a Kotten. Shmuel had a different Pshat in the Mishnah. Now, according to Shmuel, so let's see how Shmuel learned Pshat in that Mishnah by Metziah. Avul Shmuel doma hosam, koton, koton mamish, Metziah's koton loviv, ava Metziah's koton loviv, afilo ain't samuch al shulchan. Metziah's koton belongs to the father, afilo ain't samuch al shulchan. He holds samuch al shulchan as lama la merit. Mefor ishtay mahosam, shebesho, shemetziah meritza itzalov. He says, since whenever a cotton finds a metziah, he gives it to the father, that's the tchun of a cotton. So he said, metziah is cotton love. Fine. The godel, afilo samach al shulchan, a godel that samach al shulchan, metziah osel atzma. So there, we, according to Shmuel, a godel, when he finds a metziah, even though he's samuch al shulchani, that belongs to the godel. The kiven de loichosa loikopit. So now, according to Shmuel, we don't compare. But I said before, according to Rabbi Yechna, we compare chosa to less beitzah, and we say in both cases the father gets it since it's samuch al shulchani. No. Chosar, everyone is made that if it's samach al shulchani, it's not mechuyif to pay shevis. But if it's less leitzar, Shmuel holds it belongs also to the children, even though it's samach al shulchani. The godel, according to Shmuel, I feel a samach al shulchanai, mitziyos el atzma, the kiven, the loichosa, loikopit, the gam ein meritza etzloi, so a mele Shmuel holds there's no reason that a mitziyos godel should belong to the father. Avol hoche, shehoov choyvel, but here Shmuel is also made it, the ovos choyvel, im hu samach, I feel a godel, avolov, the kiven, the chosa kopit, since he's chosar, here there's a new factor which is not at all applicable above metziah. Here the father is chosar. If the father is chosar, so then, in the tzomach al shulchanai, then Chazal said, that's part of the father. Ve'im ein samuch. What if he's not samuch al shulchanai? Afilu katan. Afilu he was chayvel a katan. Havel atzmai. Ki de kivin dis like tzare de gufe. Nein merit, ein merit to love it. By a cotton, this is different than Metziah. Metziah is cotton, love, so Shmuel said, why? Because he picks it up, he gives it to his father. That's his first instinct. But if the father was chayvel in the cotton, and they'll give him Shabbos, he won't give this to the father. So memele, so there, acherim shechav luboy, you give to them. He means, let's again see the end of the place. He means samuch. According to Shmuel, he means samuch. Afilu kotna havala atzmai. The kiven, the islay, tzare de gufe, ein meritza lovet, here tzare de gufe, ein meritza lovet, so here it's different than metziye. B'chov lo ben acherim, afilu smuchim, uktanim, avedetu. Kiven, the loy chosa, the father is in Lut, the Shmuel only says that the only rechen, with samuch al shulchonoi, by chosa, that's the only thing you rechen. But if chavlo ben acherim, afilu smuchim uktanim, it belongs to them. Uktanim kim lechosa, the father isn't losing anything. Vegam ein meritza. Dechsiv ki toiv loy imach. The Gemara says that even though there's others that hold, there's a concept. Vayenev knani abasei imi veini zancha. And a person can tell the Eveknani, you work to me by day, and then when it comes to food, I'm giving you off at night, you can go, I'll give you addresses to go to, and then you can get food there. That is not from the responsibilities of the Odoi. That is Davke by an Eveknani. But by an Evedivri, there's no such thing. Dechsiv ki toiv loy imach. It's good for the Eved, he's together with you. So the Gemara says, what's kitayv le'imach, imach b'machol, imach b'mishte, that means they're equal. So you can't tell them to do such a thing. Rav Avram ben Rav Yehuda yegoyres kesocher kesoyshev yiye imach. At that post, kitayv le'imach, they should be kesocher kesoyshev yiye imach, he should be like you, a kesocher v'soyshev. The Mahai Kro Dorish Lai B'Sefri. It seems the Sefri darshins from this posik that you can't say Simi Veini Zonch. The Chayn Nire, Yizichi have to be Goyres like this. The Hukro B'Tzivui Ksiv. This is a Tzivui. The Torah said how one should act with an Evadivri. Kisocher, Kisoyshev, Yiyayimach. Avol ki toiv loy imach is not a mitzvah, ein ele sipud vorm ba'alme. This is just relating why the nirtza wants to remain there. Kedar siv, hoya ki yoymer ha'eved le'yeitzim imach, I don't want to leave you. Ki ha'evcha v'ezbeischa ki toiv loy imach. Toiv loy imach is not a halacha. It's just telling you why he has a desire to remain there. So you can't learn halachas from this pasuk. So kochi you have to say, that we have to be goyres kesocher kesoyshem yeimach. Veri oimer dafilo garsi ki toiv leimach niche demidikama ki toiv leimach. But the pasuk says, it seems there is such a concept that it's good by him. Shma mino shekach tzoch lasos. It seems that's the norm by an evadivri. The pasuk is giving all the reasons why he wants to stay. Kitayv le'imach. We're not speaking about a specific case. We're speaking about a stam evadivri. So it seems stam evadivri is Toiv Lo'imach, so it seems that you can't say, if you would say, Emi Ben Yizantra, that's not Toiv Lo'imach. The Gemara asked the Kasha, V'metziye, the Ma'al Makosi V'kopit. The Gemara asked the Kasha like this. The Gemara said, Samuch al Shulchanoi, the father is potter to pay shevis. But if someone else is chayvul, it goes to them, because it's osi ma'almeh. The father is in makpid. So the Gemara says, the father is in makpid, by metziyah we see the father is makpid. So k'taisviz, I pircha le'hava le'man de'om le'godl godl mamish. So then, and Rashi says, klo like this. Rashi says, v'arem metziyah, v'kim na'osam godl v'samach ha'shiron ha'izel kod. Rashi taka says like this, that the Gemara's kasha is according to Rabbi Yochanan. You're telling me, Osi Mi'alme, he's not Makbid. By Metziah, it's Osi Mi'alme, and he is Makbid. So that's the kash, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Avol Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, Metziah's Godel belongs to himself, so you have no problem over here. It also belongs to them. You Metziah's cotton, goes to the father because Meritza it's a lover. So there's no such thing that Sambul Chal Shulchanei goes to the father. It's a kelt, a godel goes to him, a cotton. So the Chesma Meritza it's a lover. So what Shaykhis does this have? To Agama, Avol Shmui Katai Metuvi Gabi Metziah. The Meritza it's a lover. The Gabi Chavol Eloi Shayach Haitaime. By Chalov, he won't bring it to the father. So Memele, so Teisvah says, Einoch Hanami, that the whole Kasha is on the first Malach in Teisvah, the whole Kasha is, only according to Rabbi Yochanan. Inami, Afilu l'shmul boi amai loy omar b'chavola shemeritza eitz alovet. Maybe that was the Gemara's kasha also. The Gemara's kasha was, why don't you say meritza eitz alovet by chavola? Meshani, kivdis leitzare de gufe loy kopido. That's l'chayre according to Rabbi Yochanan, Kotn nami lo yiritzenu etzloi. We don't have too much time. Let us just say the last taisvis. This taisvis we're skipping over has got a very complicated taisvis, but let's see the last taisvis. Hoche de lav inish de kopet. Taisvis, the Gemara es takashim. Moes Takasha, we hear that if someone is chayvul bebitoi ktano, the shevis goes to the father. And then we hear that the shevis goes to them. He's a menschliche mensch. He gives them his zaynis. So let the shevis belong to them. Vim toima. Vekiven demin adin shevis love. Veikar adin the shevis belongs to them. In the comma, as we say, the beinish kapdone chayovim liten shevis love. Afil ksheinam smuchem lapoches ladofe. Min atoyre hi shalot. Belongs min a teira shalot, kedoshin and bereish kedushin. Veloina kiim keishas bite la oma, ma oma. Maise yodel la rabo, af pas maise yodel la vio. Sebe lo naris, benaris and ispatso, kim keishas bite la oma, maise yodel la rabo, af pas maise yodel la vio, im kein. Ma ro chachomim, de begavre, de loy kavden, Omar, bebas ktano shel acherim, yase lo segula, afilu b'sheves. Frek Teisves, We had a cheshbon with a ben gadol that Mikir Adin, the Shabbos belongs to the ben gadol. Now he said, listen, but you can go Mikir Adin, the father's pap supporting. So Memela, so we made pshoris. If it's the father's chosel, don't you dare go Mikir Adin. The father is not chosel. No. So it's not makpid, you go Mikir Adin. Mikir Adin, by Bonov, it belongs to the Bonov. So that's very good. It's totally makpid. And if you're not makpid, you go Mikir Adin. But Dofer Toisvis, by Abbas Ktano, Mikir Adin belongs to the father. Belongs to the father, it doesn't belong to them. Maisiya Delavio. He's a fine mensch. He gives them his oinus. Fine. But Mahechi, why should you give to them? Why should you give to them? It doesn't belong to them. Mikadim belongs to the father. The Shevis of Abbas Tana belongs to the father. So give to the father. Why should you give to them? It doesn't belong to them, Mikadim. So why should they keep it? Tais understood all along, all the svaras we say, a fine mensch was pshatis. If Mikadim, it belongs to them, and the father's a shtickle mensch also, so you have nothing but to worry about. He's not chosar, and they yitzah. But here, Mikadim belongs to the father. So why did I get it? That's the discussion. In kein marol chachomim de begavre de loikavdom oma bebasktano shalachayrim yaselo skule afilu besheves. Why did he give it to her? V'shemo omdu chachomim daite shalov v'yoidim shemoicha lahem v'shem tzare de gefayu v'midi de loichosa bei v'osulu ma'olme. Listen, I'm saying chazal nu amur de kezach. I mean, we're saying a halacha, which is with that Chazal wa'oimid, that since she was bottled mimalat, it's a miradikazach really to appreciate this. Okay, she's getting money. Remember, she was bedridden, so she's getting sheves. Maishia that belongs to the father. Now she's in, Maishia that belongs to the father. And the sheves belongs to the father also, mikerati. Chazal wa'imid das ha'ov that she yetzar, so he's ichem mevater on his schus that he has to acquire the sheves, and that's why you give it to the bas.